Today's daf is Sanhedrin Kuf Beis, and we'll pick it up on Kuf Beis, Amud Aleph, five lines from the top, Tana Rabbon. So we learned in the Braisa. Hakori Pasuk Shel Shir HaShirim, Va'oso Kamin Zemer. So if you're reading a Pasuk from Shir HaShirim, and you turn it into a type of song, Hakori Pasuk Bebeis Mishta'os below Zmano, or if you read a Pasuk in a Beis Mishteh, a banquet at a party, right, but it's not the right time. Mevi ra la'olam brings ra to the world. Mipnei shatora chalgeres sak, because the Torah clothes itself in a sack. The Yad Ramah says you don't take this literally, but it's a metaphor. Va'omedes lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu and stands in front of Hashem. Va'omeres lefono says, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, asauni bonecha kikinor sheminagnin bo leitzin. Your children have made me like a harp on which elates, clowns, jesters are playing with. Meaning you've degraded the Torah into a bunch of musical songs. Amar lo, sa, Hashem says to the Torah, Biti, my daughter, v'shah sha'ichlin v'shoysin b'meh yis'asku. When the Jewish people are eating and drinking, what should they be oisek in? So amar lefona of ribono sholem. The Torah answers back, im bali mikrahein, if they're bali mikra, they know how to learn a little chumash, yaske v'torah, uksivim, learn Tanakh. Okay, fine. Vim bali mishnahin, if they know Mishnah, so you ask them Mishnah v'halachos v'agados. Then learn Gemara. Vim bali talmudhein, you ask them hilchos Pesach v'Pesach. You should learn on the holiday itself. Learn at the Suda Pesach on Pesach, hilchos atzeres b'atzeres. Learn a Shavuos on Shavuos, hilchos chag b'chag, and Sukkos on hilchos Sukkos on chag Sukkos. Heid Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya Kol Akari Pasuk Vizmano Mevi Tovul Olam. Anybody who reads Psukim at the right time and in the right way, they bring good to the world. Shneemar Dover Beito Matov. A word in its right time, how good is that? So based upon this, there is a discussion. It's about using Torah Psukim for songs. So the Rashi says on this, Hakore Shir Hashirim Va'osa Osa Kimin Zemer Shekore B'Negina Achir She'in Nokud Bo. You read it with a different like Tamim Va'osa Osa Kimin Shir. You turn it into a song. Afal Pi Shemei Shir Hashirim Hu. Even though it's from Shir Hashirim Ve'Ikaro Shir, and the whole part is a song, right? As the name implies. Osa La Soiso Kimin Shir. You can't turn it into a song. Ela b'kriyos, so you have to read its way. So meaning, the way Rashi is learning, this is not just a limited prohibition to Shir HaShirim, but it's anything. But the Havamina would be for Shir HaShirim, at least, that maybe that would be allowed, so then you can't do that. And then Rashi says, Hakore posa bebeis ha-mishto'os below zmano, b'meisiv shalyein oise sichukosa b'divrei Torah v'kore b'psukim b'kol ram l'sachik b'hem b'nei ha-mishte. It's done as an entertainment. They take psukim and to make it into Jewish entertainment. Aval im omro bizmano al hamishte kigon shu yom tov. If you say it on a yontov meal, Shabbos, v'noto kos b'yod, and you have a kos in your hand, va'omro lav divrei hagada psukim me'inyonu shayom, but you're saying over psukim things that deal with the day itself, maybe tovul olam. Then that's a good thing. That's a good thing that a person is doing. So I saw a lot of sources discussing this in one of Rabbi Jachter's Svarim, Gray Matter. And he quotes from here a tshuva from Rav Moshe. In Yoredeya, Chelek Alef Simen, Kufay and Gimel. So Rav Moshe writes, reading, Avel Lanias Daiti, Osu Lechatchil La'asos, he says, recorder, Mipsukim, Beshvil Lishmo Hanigun, Lis Anig, Mitzara Isir, the Oise Posuk Min Zemesh, Vetora, Chagir Sak, Mamedes Lefnei Kodesh Baruch, Mamedes Lefan Ribon Shalom, right? Asuni Benecha Kikinor, Shmanagin Bo, Leitzin. He quotes our Gemara. So according to Moshe, it's also to put Psukim to music. Vehu Oid Masi Leitzonis, okay? Veim Ose HaRecorder, Kedei Sha'aydei Ze Noach Lehatinok, with Islam in Mize, Yesh Lahatir. So he says, you're allowed to record Psukim if it's going to help the person learn better. But Rav Moshe comes out and says, based upon our Gemara, that in fact, it can't be done. So the discussion is then, you know, how do we do this? You look around, and there's a lot of songs nowadays that are made from Psukim. So we saw from Rashi learns it's not just Shir HaShirim. Rashi learns this prohibition would imply all the Torah. He quotes one of the footnotes now. I'll read it. It says, Rav Mordechai Willig told me that he once sat next to Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik at a wedding ceremony where the chazan intoned a song from Shir HaShirim. Rav Soloveitchik commented, Isur Gomer Medina de Gemara, right? Okay, so it's not clear though whether Rav Soloveitchik intended to limit the prohibition to Shir HaShirim or was merely commenting on the case at hand. Rav Willig believes that Rav Soloveitchik intended to confine the prohibition to Shir HaShirim, as Rav Soloveitchik never, to his knowledge, objected to any other songs that contained Torah lyrics. So maybe that's one limud zechus, to say that perhaps the prohibition is only from psukim from Shir HaShirim, which could very easily be misinterpreted as a type of love song. There's very graphic details between a man and a woman in the Shir HaShirim. But any other thing would be fine. However, Rashi's not learning that way. Rashi's learning that it's according to everyone. So the Yad Raman or Gemara learns like this. Tan Rabbanan, Karei Posuk, Mishir HaShirim, Oisukim in Zemer, right? Pierce the shore, LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlonitin El Likros, B'tamim, Shebo, V'lo Derek Zemer, Yesh Lefarish. Dahani Mili, Man Dekori Le Derek Schok. It's talking about a person who's making a mockery out of it, of a man, the michave and the shvuchebe, but a person who's using this and singing psukim to give shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, derech nigun, shapidami, umilsa tzricha, yuna. He leads off with the tzarachian, but at least according to this now, we have much more wiggle room. The Yad Ramah is learning that it's a din in not doing the psukim in a mockery way, but anything is done for kavod HaTorah would be allowed. Someone in the shul asked me a question about what's the heter to sit during hakafos. So I said, I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a piece on this, let me go look it up. So over Shemini Atzeres, I was looking into it, and he brings a lot of kulas that they have, like, for example, clapping and dancing on Yom Tov in general, but he also brings that he's mekil, that he lets people sing psukim. But he sounds like it was only limited to that, but not, I don't know what his minhag was year round, but you see there are some who are machped on this. In the Mishnah Berurah, in Simin Tavkuf Samech, he quotes verbatim from the Magen Avram, this idea, and he says, Kosvel Kuti Maharil, Shelo Kedin, Hush Mishorim B'mishta. It's not proper, those who are singing. They sing what? Odecha Ki Anisoni. Right, that's the psukim they sing. That's from Tehillim. So they would sing this, right? Ki Az, Etorach Gerasakwa, Meres, Suni Banecho, Kim Inzemer, Kotzer Gemorah. Ach, however, Besa Kinesis, Lurgalim, Mitzvah Lizamir. But to sing in Shul, it's a mitzvah. Kain, Masik, HaMogin Avram, Delo Shari, Bishabis, Lizamir, Ela Osun Shirim, Shinistiku, Al Hasuda, Aval Piyutim Acherim, Oser. So he brings this idea about that. At the end of the day, Ramosha has another tshuva. This is Yoredeya Chelik Beis, Simin Kufmen Beis. So he's melamed zechus, and he says he could do it. The efsher kevin shal kol ponim ha'adam ba'atzmo einim mezamer leke iser. He's talking about the playing recording tapes. He talks a little bit about erasing them, if that's a problem as well, about listening to it in a place which might cause hirhurim of divrei Torah. They have to make sure it's in a place that you're allowed to think about Torah. But he says leke iser ze'af sha'adam gorim lezeh shiye ke'ein zemer aide hakli ha'tape ha'recorder. V'ze ulai hatam sheharbe makilin b'zeh shemashmiin had tape recorder. V'chein af bedor shelefaneinu betabloos shekorin records. Okay, shehayu inyone negina gam b'psukim umashmiim b'gramophone v'lo michu b'yadam chachmi hador shelefaneinu. So he says the previous generation didn't protest on this. And is what we done. So my daughter is in school with Rav Moshe's great granddaughter, and I asked her, "What do they do in the Feinstein home?" She told me, "No, they listen to music there." So there is grounds to be making. But on the other hand, if a person would want to be machmir and not to listen to music with psukim, then there certainly is what to rely upon mitzad that as well. But okay, here we go in the Gemara. V'haloichesh al hamakeh, a person who like says incantations or something on their wound. Omer Rabbi Yochanan b'roikik bo. It's talking about a person who spits on it. Because they wouldn't mention Hashem's name over spit. Itmar Rav Amar Afilu Negat Saras. You can't even see the pasuk talking about Saras, which there's no mention of Hashem. Rabbi Chanina Amar Afilu Vayikra El Moshe. Rabbi Chanina says you can't even say a pasuk that has nothing to do with the sickness at all. It's like a pasuk like Vayikra El Moshe. Even that can't be said as a special, like an incantation. The Rambam brings this down in Hilchos Avodas Kochovim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, Halochi Shal Hamakeh V'Korah, Posuk Min HaTorah, V'chein HaKorah, Al HaTinuk Shlo Yivos, Maniach Sefer Torah, Al Tefillin, Al HaKotan, B'Shvil, She'ishon. You do all these things, so the kid will sleep.
Lo dai lehem shehim bichlal menachshim v'choyverim ela shehim bichlal ha-koyfrim b'torah. Your kofer b'torah for doing this is the Rambam. Shehin oisin divrei Torah refuas guf. You're trying to use the Torah as your medicine to heal the body. Ve'einan ela refuas nefoshos. But the Torah is not for healing the guf, it's for healing one's nefesh, for one's soul. Continues the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan sach chin umamashmashin bivnei me'ayim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to like shmir oil and rub on your stomach on Shabbos, like to ease your pain. It's not a problem of refuah. V'lo chashin lechishas nechoshim v'akrovim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to whisper these types of incantations with the snakes and the scorpions. Uma'arirun kli al gabei ha'ayin b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put like a cold kli over your eye on Shabbos, right, to make the inflammation go down. When do we say this? B'chli hanital, in a case where you're allowed something's not muksa. Kli she'ein hanital, also you're not allowed to do that. Ve'ein sholim b'dvar shadim b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi omer af b'chol aser. So we don't ask shadim to do things for us, to find the objects. And Rabbi Yosi says even on a weekday we shouldn't do this. So the Rambam in the previous halacha brings down mishin ashko akrav onachash. Mutter lilchosh al makom ha neshicha. You're allowed to do this lechisha over the place where a person was bit. Va'afilu b'Shabbos. You can even do this on Shabbos. Kedei liyashiv daito lechazek libo. In order to calm the person down. Afa pish ein hadavar moyel klum. Even though this is totally worthless, it doesn't do anything. It's like a placebo, says the Rambam. Hoyo mesukan hu hitir lo kedei shlo titrov daito alav. Like we'll let him, it makes him feel better. So because the Rambam l'shitosa, there's nothing to this. So therefore, it's a heter just to calm the person down. And you'd be allowed to do such a thing even on Shabbos. Om Rav Huna ein halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi. V'af Rabbi Yosi lo amara ella mishum sakana. Rabbi Yosi only, was talking about a case where your life is in danger. Ki had Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef. Ivlo ba'arzo the is avile nisa poka arzo ufalte. So it's dangerous. Is it? Something happened with Rav Yitzchak bar, and he tried to do this thing with Shadim, and then he got swallowed up into a tree to protect him. Rashi says on the top left hand side, b'dover Shadim. Shekein oisin kishaovdin shum dover sholim b'maase shadim v'heim magidin lahem. You ask where it got lost, and then they tell you where to find it. V'osal losos b'Shabbos mishum mimitzo cheftzecha. Right, you're not allowed to do this because it's as the Navi says. Af b'chol also says Rashi lishol b'shadim demforish l'kam mishum sakon. It's a danger. Ki had Rav Yitzchak. What happened to Rav Yitzchak? Hayeshoyel b'maase shadim. Ubikesh hashay lahaziko. So the shade wanted to harm him. The nasilo nase, a miracle happened. Uvlo ha eres. He got swallowed up inside of a eres, a cedar tree, to protect him. Right? And then it says upalt, and then like it spit him out. Okay, says the Gemara, Tan Rabbonin. So you're allowed to shmir the oil, but you can't do it like the same way you do during the week. Sehechi obis, and how do you do it? Rabbi Chama, but Rabbi Chanina Omer, sach ve'achrakach memashmesh. So first you smear it on, and then you rub it in. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, sach memashmesh bevasachas. You do it the same thing. You smear it and you rub the body at the same time. Tan Rabbanan, sari shemen v'sari beitzin mutarim lishol behen. So there's these demons of oil, and then there's demons of eggs. Okay, ainli esik ben istaros, but that's what the Gemara says. Right, so you're allowed to ask them, but yes, there's a mutaron lishobehen ella mipnei sheme chazvin. But they're kozy means like they lie. There's a deception. So really, it's futile to try to talk to these beings. Lo chashin al shemen shemekli. You're allowed to do lechisha, a type of incantation over oil that's in the kli. Ve'ein lo chashin al shemen shebiyab. You can't do this over one in his hand. Lefikach, therefore, comes out. You're allowed to smear yourself with oil that's in a person's hand because you don't have to be concerned that somebody like whispered something over it. But you can't use it if it's in a kli because you have to be concerned. Maybe somebody said something, did some sort of spell on this, and it's going to harm the person. Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marto iklo lahu ushpiza. So Shmuel bar Marto bar Utro, Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marto went to this inn. He was a guest there. Isile mishcha b'mona. So they brought him oil in a vessel. Shaf, so he rubbed it on his face. Nafkon le tzimchi ba'ape, and all of a sudden these boils came on him. Nafik l'shuk, so he went out into the marketplace. Chaziso hahi itasa, a woman saw him more, and she said, Zika dechamas ko chazik ko chazi no hocha. I see this chamas. I see this spirit on your face. So all the le milsa. So she did something, like she did her counter spell. Ve'itas, and then she healed him. All of the sickness that I put on Egypt, I'm not going to do on you because I'm Hashem who heals you. Since Hashem doesn't put it on you, so what are you going to be healed from? You're going to be healed from something that you didn't get hit with. So this is what he answered. Here's how Rabbi Yochanan explained it. It's explained by itself. If you're going to listen to the voice of Hashem your God, you're right. If you listen, then nothing's going to happen. If you don't listen to Hashem, awesome, I'm going to place it on you. Even though I'm going to, you didn't listen to me, I'm going to place the sickness upon you. I still am Hashem who's going to heal you. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Kishachal Rabbi Eliezer, Nichnasu Talmida of Levakro. When Elazar got sick, says Talmidim came to visit him. Amar Lehen, so he said to them, Chema Aza Yesh Ba'olam. There's an intense anger, a wrath right now, and that's why I'm suffering. Hischil Hein Boichim, so they started to cry. Rabbi Kiva Mesachik, and Rabbi Kiva was laughing, like we find elsewhere in Shas, the famous Gemara at the end of Makos. Everyone else is crying, Rabbi Akiva is laughing. Amar Lehen, V'chim Ipnei Ma'atem Boichim. He asked them, why are you crying? Amar Lehen, they said back to Rabbi Akiva, Efshar Sefer Torah Shori V'tzar V'lo Nivke, what? The Sefer Torah, our Rebbe is in such pain here, we shouldn't cry. So Amar Lehen, L'kach Ani Mesachik. That's the reason why I'm laughing. Kol Zman Shani Royal Rebbe, when I'm seeing that our teacher, She'ein Yeno Machmitz, his wine hasn't become spoiled. Ve'ein pishdon aloike, his flax wasn't hit. Ve'ein shamno mavish, and his oil didn't get spoiled. Ve'ein duvshono madvish, and his honey didn't turn sour. Samarti, I said, meaning everything's going good for him. I said like this: Shema chas v'shon kibol Rebbe Olamo. Maybe he got reward in this world for all his mitzvahs, so he's not going to get an olam haba. However, va'achshav shnei royal Rebbe b'tzar. I see Rebbe's in such pain. Ani samech. So I'm happy by this. I see that he's getting punishment for whatever small avirus he did in this world, right? Medaktik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktik with tzaddikim, kichut hasara. So therefore, whatever small things he did, he's getting taken care of in this world. Amalo Akiva, klum chisarti min haTorah kula. So Rabbi Lezer says to a student, he says to Rabbi Akiva, am I lacking anything? So Amalo, so Rabbi Akiva says back to his Rabbi, limatanu rabbeinu, you taught us. There's no righteous person who only does good things and doesn't do any averus. Even Moshe Rabbeinu did averus. Ton Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa. So when Rabbi Eliezer got sick, four of the Talmidei Chachamim came to visit him. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elozer, Rabbi Azariah, the Rabbi Akiva. Nana, Rabbi Tarfon, va'omer. So each one tried to comfort him, right? To encourage him. So Rabbi Tarfon says, Tova tal Yisrael mitipa shel gishomim. You're better for the Klal Yisrael than a drop of rain. Shetipa shel gishomim ba'olam hazeh, Rabbi ba'olam hazeh, uva olam haba. So rain is just for this world, but you, Rabbi, you give us hanah, benefit in this world and in olam haba. Nan Rabbi Yoshua v'amar, so Yeshua said, Tova tal Yisrael yoisim migalgel chama, you're better than the sun. Shigalgel chama ba'olim hazev, Rabbi ba'olim hazev, ba'olim haba. The sun is only benefit in this world, but again, the same idea, you're giving us benefit in this world and in the next world. Nan Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omar, Tova tal Yisrael yoisim mi'av ve'em, you're better than a mother and a father. Literally, father and a mother. Sha'av ve'em, a father and a mother, ba'olim hazev, v'rebi ba'olim hazev, uva'olim haba. Right? You're giving us benefit in this world and the next world. Nan Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chaviv in Yisurin. Rabbi Akiva said, how cherished are Yisurim, afflictions? Omer Lahem. So
Rabbi Elazar responded, "Samchuni ve'eshma'a divrei Akiva talmidi." I want to, like, lift me up, support me, so I could hear better what Rabbi Akiva, my student, is saying. She'amar chavivin yisurim, because he says that these yisurim are cherished. Amar Akiva, zu minayin loch. Where do you get this from? Amar mikra ani dorish. I learned it out from pasuk. Lochim beis ben shtayim ve'esrei shana menashe b'malcho. Menashe was 12 years old when he started to rule as a melech. V'chamishim v'chamesh shana malach b'Yerushalayim. He ruled for 55 years in Yerushalayim. V'yas hara b'eini Hashem. And he did ra, evil in the eyes of Hashem. D'chsiv, nalamed beiz. Gam eile mishle shloimo, asher het tiku anshe chizkiyahu melech Yehuda. So it says, these are the Mishle, the Proverbs, the Mesholim from Shlomo, right? Which were copied by Chizkiyahu. V'chi Chizkiyahu melech Yehuda l'chol ha'olam klul imei Torah. So we learned Chizkiyahu taught Torah to the whole world. U'l'manash b'no l'ol imei Torah, but he didn't teach to his son? Obviously he did. Obviously, Chizkiyahu taught Menashe Torah. El mikol Torah shetorach mikol amal sh'amal bo l'ha'elu mutuv el yisurim. But for all of the tircha that he put into his son, it didn't correct him. It didn't help him get on his act together until Menashe had Yisurim. Shnei Mars, the Pasuk says, Ve'idabra Hashem el Menashe ve'el amav lo hik shivu ve'yove Hashem aleihem es sari hatzava. They're going to bring these army against him. Asher lemelech Asher, from the king Asher. Ve'yulkadu es Menashe, and they captured him. But chochim, with like these bands, v'ya'asruhu, they like bound him up, bin chushtayim, these types of chains, v'lichichu b'bavel, they brought him to Bavel. Bavel, right? So you see from here, that's what actually is what was they harming him. And then it says, when he was in distress, he called out to Hashem his God. And he humbled himself. And he entreated him. And he listened to his supplication. He brought back Yerushalayim under his kingship. And Hashem knew Hashem was the God. So this is Rabbi Kiva's whole proof. You see that this is the Yisurim that got Menashe to come around. Tan Rabbanan. So again, connecting with this idea of Teshuva and those who have a good Taina. Shlosha Bo'u Ba'alila. So three people came with a demand. Ve'elu hein, Kain, Esav, u'Menashe. The Gemara has psukim to talk about each one. Kain, what was his Taina? Dechsiv, God lavoni minasoa. Right? So he said, my sin is too great to bear. So this is machlokis in the Meforshim on Chumash. Is this a statement or is this like a rhetorical question? Like it's a complaint. Hashem, my sin is too great to bear, right? Gadol avoni min so, or is it it's a question mark. It's like, what, Hashem? Gadol avoni min so? You can't carry my sin? You can't bear this little thing I did wrong, killing my brother? So Amul Lefon, Ribonu Shalom, Klum Gadol avoni mishishim riboy sha'asidim lachato lefanecha. Is my sin greater than the 600,000 who did the sin by the Cheta Egel? Ve'ata saleach lahem, there you forgave them. So what? You can't. Mine is too much for you. So that was Kain's taina. Esav, what was his taina? The pasuk says habracha achas hi lecho avi. What? You only have one bracha. The Menashe betechila kara le'elohos harbe. Beginning, he called out to many different gods, and he says, look, if you don't answer me, Hashem, then you're just like the rest of them. V'sof kar le'elokei avosav. In the end, he davened to Hashem. Meaning that like he got out his Rolodex and started going through every single avodah zarah, and then finally turns to Hashem and says, look, and if you don't save me, then you're no different than all the rest of them. Okay. Abba Sha'ul Omer, af ha'hoge es Hashem ba'osios. Right? If you, another person who has no chilek in Olam Haba is a person who pronounces the name of Hashem with ba'osiosav, the way it's written, Tana uvgavulin uvaloshen aga. So it has to be in gavulin, outside of the Beis Hamikdash, and in loshen aga. So what's loshen aga? So Rashi says afilu b'mikdash lo loshen aga laz she'ena hoge ba'osio sav b'loshen hakodesh shalanu ela sh'ar lo azin. It's like a secular tongue. Aga, the word aga, loshon ba'al, bila'age sofa, pasuk in Yeshayah, which means like unintelligible speech. That's the way the it's translated. So if you do this for like no purpose, that's when you are chayav. So shlosha malachim va'arba hedyotos. So the Mishnah was talking about there were three kings and four hedyotos who have no chelik in alma boah. Tan rabbonim, we learned in a brayse. Yeravam is not one. Shiriba am, because he debased the nation. Dover Achir Yeravam, another pshat, and he's dividing up his name. Sha'asa Meriva ba'am, he made strife amongst them because he split the Malchus Yehuda. Dover Achir, another pshat, Yeravam, Sha'asa Meriva ben Yisroel Avihim Shabbat Shemayim. Different, he's same idea, but he made a strife, an argument between Hashem and the Jewish people. Ben Novat, why is he called Ben Novat? Ben Shinibat Velo Ra'ah, that he looked, he tried to figure out what's going on, but he was not able to properly assess what the situation was. Tano, we learned in the Braisa. Hu Novot, Hu Micha, Hu Sheva Ben Bichri. So it's the same person. This is what my friend Dr. Karl Hackhauser, I think he said from the name of his brother, he calls the conservation of biblical personalities. That they're trying to put all three people together. So Novot, who is the same person as Micha, is the same person as Sheva Ben Bichri. So the Gemara explains, well, then if it's the same person, why do they have different names? Novot Shenibat Velo Ra'ah. Because he looked, but he didn't see correctly. That's like the word like Havata, it's like glance, right? To look at something. Micha Shenis Machmech Bevinyon. He was crushed in the building of Pisum and Ramses, and they saved him. And the whole Medrash tells us that Hashem said, "Look, it would have been fitting for him to stay there, but no, he's the one who brought the pestle. Micha, he brought the thing, created such tzaras." And the last one, Namash Shmo, was his real name, Sheva ben Bichri Shmo. His name was actually Sheva ben Bichri. Okay, Tan Rabbanon Shlosha Niv Tu Velo Ro'u. Three people looked but didn't see correctly, meaning they didn't interpret what they saw. The Elohein Novat Achitofel the Itzdanigne Paro. So Novat Achitofel, David's advisor, and the Egyptian astrologers. Novat Ra Eish Shiotze Me Amoso. So Novat saw fire coming out from his male organ. Who saw Ihu Malik? He thought he was going to be a Melech. Velo, that wasn't the correct pshat. Yeravam who did not think Mine. It was Yeravam who was going to come from him. Achitofel ra tsarash zarchelo al amoso. So Achitofel saw that he had tsaras on the makom amila. Who saw ihu malach? He thought he was going to be a king. Velo, that wasn't the correct interpretation. Bas sheva bito hu denafka mino shlomo. So it's going to from Bat Sheva, his daughter, who's going to come Shlomo. That's the one who's going to have the melucha. It's Tanita Paros, the third one of our list of people who saw but didn't see correctly. To Om Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, my dechsiv, Hema Me Meriva. Right when it says that these are the waters of literally of contention. Sehema Shirash, it's Tanita Paro v'to. This is the what the waters they saw, but they were mistaken. Rosh Moshin Shal Yisrael b'Mayim Hu Lokes. They saw the Moshiach, the Savior, the one who's going to be hit with water. They thought, Kol ha-ben ha-yila li-yora tashlichuhu. So therefore it means you must throw everyone into the river. V'hein lo yadush al iske me meriva lokya. No, it was going to be by me meriva with Moshe Rabbeinu and Parshas Chukas. That's what was going to be the water event that would cause Moshe Rabbeinu to be hit. So now we're going back to Yeravam. How do you know Yeravam doesn't get in Olam Haba? So this is the Avera that Beis Yeravam did to eradicate and to destroy from the face of the earth. So to eradicate olam hazeh lahashmid, to be destroyed la olam haba. So that's the proof. That's the drasha. We should say that shows he doesn't have a chelik in olam haba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan mipnei ma zoch Yeravam lemalchus. So then, why was he zoicher to get malchus? Mipnei shem hochiach es Shlomo, because he gave muster to Shlomo. Mipnei ma neanash. So then, why was he punished? Mipnei shehoicha barabim, because he gave muster in public and he embarrassed him. He humiliated Shlomo Melech. Shneemar v'zed avar sher herim yad b'melech. This is the thing where he went against the king. Shlomo bono es hamilo. Sagar es Peretz Ir David Aviv. Shlomo built up Milo and he repaired the breaks that were in the city of Ir David, his father's city. Amlo David Avicha Paretz Paratos Bechoyma Kedei Shialu Yisrael Regel. David made holes in the walls that they could be Ola Regel Viata Gedarto Osam Kedei Lasos Angarya Levas Paro. You sealed them off in order that you could have like forced labor for Bas Paro, who was your wife. So, Umay v'zeasher harim yad b'melech. What does it mean that he lifted his hand up against the king? Amar of Nachman shecholet tefilov b'fonov. He took off his tefillin in front of Shlomo, showing that he doesn't really consider Shlomo Melech to be his superior. Right? What does Rashi say? Cholet tefillin. Ein nochon liyos begili rosh lifnei hamelech. It wasn't proper for him to appear in such a way without his head covered. Okay. Omer of Nachman continues, Gasas Aruch Shahaibo Biravam Taradatu Min Ha'olam. His arrogance is what drove him out of the world. Shnemar, Vyom Yeravam Belibo Ata Toshu Ha Mamlocha Leves David. Then he said to himself that Malchus is going to return back to Beis David. If the Klal Yisrael goes to Yerushalayim and brings korbanos there, v'shav leiv ha'am hazeh el adonehim, they're going to do tshuva el Rechavam Melech Yehuda. They're going to go back to Rechavam, who's the Melech Yehuda. V'har ragun, they're going to kill me. V'shav el Rechavam Melech Yehuda. They're going to do tshuva and go back to him. So Amar Gmiri. So he says, I have a tradition. De'ein yeshiva bazar el malchei beis Yehuda bilvad. The only ones who are allowed to sit in the azara is those who are beis David. Cave and dechazu leil rechavim deyosiv anaka emna. They're going to see Rechavim who's sitting and I'm standing. So they're going to say ha malka ha avda. He's the melech and I'm the eved. I yisevna, but if I sit, more b'malchus havoy, I'll be more b'malchus, right? V'katlinu, they're going to kill me. V'ozlu basre, they're going to follow your Rechavim, they're going after him. Miyad, so immediately, this is what it means in Pasuk, v'yivat hamelech, that he took an eitzah, v'yas shnei egle zav, made two golden calves, v'yomer aleihem, he said on them, Rav lechem elos Yerushalayim, it's enough already going to Yerushalayim. Hine Elohecha Yisrael, here your God, asher heluchem eretz Mitzrayim, took you out of Mitzrayim, v'yasim es ha'echa b'veis el, v'es ha'echad noson b'don. So he put one in Beis El, and he put other in Don, and that's actually hinted at in this week's parsha when Avraminu can only go until Don because in the future the Klai Yisrael were nichshel and stumbled with the Avodah Zorah that Yerovam ben Noved had set up there. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah, we'll pick it up tomorrow.